Amen. Stand with me all over this house, if you would. Amen. I want you to continue to pray this week for a speedy recovery for Sister Shyla. Amen. She had a surgery. Was it hysterectomy surgery? She had hysterectomy surgery this week. So we want to continue. Give me a little extra monitor, would you? Continue to pray for her that the Lord would bless her with a speedy recovery. Also, Brother Don Davis had surgery on his leg, and he's still recovering from that. So we want to continue to pray for him for a speedy recovery. Also, Brother Doug Smith lost his aunt this week. So they'll be burying a loved one this week. So we want to pray with him as he buries his mother's sister. Is that correct? Your mother's sister. So let's pray for him that the Lord be with them this week. How many is thankful to be in the house of the Lord on Pentecost Sunday? How many is thankful for all of our visitors today? Man, I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord today. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. What a wonderful spirit is in this place today. As I was seeking the Lord for this week's service, I had something in my mind for a couple of weeks. And I thought for sure I was going to preach it today. But as I was studying this week, Sister Melissa, the Lord began to deal with me. And I felt an unction from the Lord to go in this direction. I believe I have a word from the Lord today. I believe somebody can leave this place changed on Pentecost Sunday. This don't have to be like any other Pentecost Sunday today, Sister Candy. Amen. This can be the day the Lord turns your life around. This can be the day that the Lord fills you with His Spirit, just like He did on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Stand with me if you're able today as we turn to the Word of the Lord. Before we do, can we give the Lord another hand clap of praise for all of our visitors? We are thankful to have you today. Amen. We pray this service will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will touch you, amen, through the worship and through His Word today. If you'll join me today in the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter. Matthew, the 20th chapter. I'll be reading just a couple verses of Scripture. I'll be reading verse 17 through verse 19. And if you do not have your Bibles, the words are provided for you on the screen behind me. Right behind me on these screens, if you do not have your Bible. If you need a Bible, please see me. We have Bibles here, and we'll make sure that every home has the Word of God in it. Amen. We want everyone to have a Bible. Matthew, the 20th chapter, be reading verse 17 through 19. Shout yes when you get there. Amen. Verse 17. Amen. The Bible says, "And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took his 12 disciples apart in the way." How many know sometimes the Lord just got to get you off away from everything? The Lord took his disciples on the way to Jerusalem. Amen. It was the Feast of Weeks. Pentecost was soon to come. The Lord is traveling with his disciples, and he pulls them off apart in the way from all of the other travelers. And he said unto them, he said, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. And there the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes. And they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked and to be scourged and to be crucified. And on the third day he shall rise again." And on the third day he shall rise again. This was the third time in Scripture that the Lord had spoken unto his disciples about the things that would befall him. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, the Lord told them that he was going to suffer and die. In Matthew, the 17th chapter, the Lord told them that he was going to suffer and die. And here again, Brother Carl, in Matthew, the 20th chapter, the Lord reminds his disciples, I'm going to be placed into the hands of the high priest. I'm going to suffer unimaginable things. I'm going to die a death that would only happen in your worst nightmares. But I want you to know something today. All three times that he told them, Brother Brad, he gave them a promise. He said, they're going to destroy this temple. I'm going to be delivered into their hands. They're going to kill me. I'm going to suffer. They're going to mock me. But make no mistake about it. On the third day, I'm going to raise again. On the third day, I'm going to raise again. Hallelujah. Amen. Each time he gave them a promise, on the third day, I'm going to raise this temple up. Hallelujah. The Lord changed my direction this week, and I feel an unction to minister on this subject today. It's the promise. It's the promise. Let's offer up a high praise for just a moment unto the Lord today before we're seated. Come on. Come on, get above the normal today. Get ready for Pentecost today. Come on, push through that fleshly barrier of carnality today. Come on, lift your hands towards heaven today and magnify the name of the Lord in this house today. Oh, he deserves our high praise. He deserves our high praise today. He's worthy. He's worthy. And he said, on the third day, I'm going to raise it again. Hallelujah. He gave them a promise. How many know he fulfilled that promise? He fulfilled that promise today. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated momentarily, but don't get too comfortable. Because if you do, I have ushers prepared to throw water on you and wake you up. I'm just kidding for all of our visitors. We won't throw water on you. Amen. But we do want to you to enjoy the word of the Lord today. Amen. So that was a joke. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Now, for some that might not mean a lot. But if you're born again of the water and the Spirit, it means a whole lot. If you believe in the plan of salvation like the Bible teaches it, if you believe in the doctrine of separation and the doctrine of the new birth, if you believe what the Bible says, the day of Pentecost is a big deal to you. Today is Pentecost Sunday, amen, and we're thankful for this very special day, Pentecost Sunday. Today, we celebrate the birth of the church. Brother Bo spoke about it a few moments ago, how that many talk about how Pentecost arose or became in the early 20th century. But we know that we are after the apostles' doctrine. We're thankful for the revivals that broke out in the first part of the century. We're thankful for the move of God that we feel today. We're thankful for the Holy Ghost that leads us and guides us. But we're after the apostles' doctrine today. Amen. And we believe what the Bible says. And today we celebrate the birth of the church. The word Pentecost in the Greek means 50th. It stands for 50 days after the Passover. That was that great day, the day of Pentecost, the day that the prophecy was fulfilled. I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. How many is thankful? Amen, that the Lord held good to his promise. Amen, and today we are empowered to live above sin, Today we are empowered to live above depression. Today we are empowered to live above anxiety. Today we are empowered to live above fleshly ailments. Amen. And all of the distractions that we endure in this world today. Today we celebrate the day that God poured out His Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. The day of Pentecost. Today we commemorate the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. Not just upon the apostles, as Brother Bo was speaking a while ago. Good thing I didn't choose Acts 2:38 for my text today. Amen. But today we commemorate the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. Not just upon the apostles, but on all 120 people that was gathered in that upper room, waiting on the promise of the Father. How many know it's all about the promise today? Come on, how many know it's all about the promise today? Amen. The Lord poured out His Spirit. He poured out the Holy Ghost upon the apostles, upon all 120 that were gathered in that upper room that day. I don't know about you, but I'm glad He's a promise keeper. I'm glad that He's not a man that He should lie. Come on, neither is He the Son of Man that He should repent. But God is a promise-keeping God today. He's a promise keeper. He told His disciples, He said, I want you to go to Jerusalem. There you'll meet a man bearing a pitcher of water, and he's going to show you to an upper room where all things are furnished. And He said, there I want you to go, and there I want you to wait. And I know all the other Jewish people are going to be gathered together for the Feast of Weeks, but I'm going to do something very special this year. I'm going to pour out My Spirit upon all flesh. And that day in that upper room, amen, they had an experience with God that we still enjoy today, that Pentecostal experience. Amen. It's not just for the apostles. It's not just for any certain denomination. Amen. Many denominations are having an encounter with God today. Amen. Many, and we're thankful today for this Pentecostal experience. And today we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. Amen. And on this same day, I find it very interesting, Brother Mike, that while we're here celebrating Pentecost Sunday, the Jewish people are celebrating what they call the Shavuot. Amen. And they are celebrating what they call the Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, or the giving of the law. Amen. The Bible says in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, after the children of Israel were afraid of the shaking and the quaking and the fire that was on the mountain, and they picked a man amongst themselves, and they said, Moses, we want you to be our spokesman. We want you to be our pastor. And we're afraid of the fire that falls upon that mountain. We're afraid of the quaking that takes place upon that mountain. So we want you, Moses, to go up on the mountain, and we want you to hear God for us. And we want you to come back down, and we want you to tell us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. In Exodus 32, the Bible says that when Moses went up to inquire of the Lord, And Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the law. It was there at the bottom of that mountain, Brother Corey, he found the children of Israel turned away from God. He found them turned away from God. And here they inquire Moses to go up and to hear from God. He goes up and the Lord gives Moses the law. And as he comes down the mountain, here's the children of Israel. Sister Melissa, they've already turned away from God. They had to have something to worship. How many know you will have something to worship in your life? Whether you're a child of God or not, you may not see it, you may not recognize it, but you have a God in your life. And if it's not Jesus Christ, it's something else. Because we're all worshiping something. And you know what? That day when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the law, in his hands, it was there he discovered the people of God had turned away from God. They had taken their adornments that they had brought out of Egypt, and they had melted down the gold, and they had made it into a golden calf. They made it into a golden calf so that they would have something to worship. Church, they found something else to worship. Can I tell you today, if you're not worshiping the Lord today, there's a void in your life that's going to be filled by something. It's going to be filled by somebody or something or some place or whatever it might be. Something is going to fill that void in your life today. And while Moses was gone inquiring of the Lord, the children of Israel began to get antsy. And they said, we got to have something to worship. So they pressured Aaron, and he has them melt down all of their gold, and they form it into a golden calf, and they found something else to worship other than the Lord. That day, God's anger was kindled. That day, God's anger was turned towards the children of Israel. And he commanded Moses to begin to destroy them. And I want this church to know today that on that day, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the law in his hands, and what the children of Israel, or the Jewish people today, celebrate as the Shavuot, on that day, Brother Joe, 3,000 men died by the sword. When the Lord came down off of the mountain, when Moses came down off of the mountain and he seen that the children of Israel had turned away from God and turned towards an idol, God's anger was turned towards them. And he tells Moses, he says, I want you to send the Levites in throughout the land, and I want you to hold a sword on each side, and I want all of these who have turned to worship another god to be destroyed. So on one side of the promise today, you have destruction. Moses came down off of Mount Sinai. He sees them worshiping a golden calf. And that day, 3,000 men died because they rejected the law of God. They rejected the law of God. They rejected the very thing that was going to lead them to the promises of God. Can I tell you today, it's all about the promise. Can I tell you today, it never pays to reject what God says. It never pays to reject what God says. My friends, I can tell you today what does pay. I can tell you today what does have benefits. It pays to have a Pentecostal experience. It pays to be filled with the Spirit of the living God today. It pays to have the Holy Ghost as your guide. It pays to have the Word of God as a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path today. Why? Because it's the promise that God gave us. It's the promise that God gave us. Amen. And nothing, church, happens in this New Testament without coming through those Old Testament promises. Huh? That's why the Bible says that the Old Testament is a schoolmaster for the new. Come on, the law was weak and that it could not save. But nothing happens in the New Testament without coming through those Old Testament promises. Come on, promises like the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Promises like out of Egypt I called my son. Promises like, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch that shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Come on. The Lord himself, promises like the Lord himself, will give you a sign. A virgin will conceive a child and give birth to a son, and you'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Unto us that son is given today, and his name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. His name shall be called the Prince of Peace, and in him will dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The government shall be upon his shoulders. The government shall be up on his shoulders today. Come on, promises. Like unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Promises like there cometh one mightier than I, whose latchet of his shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. And John said, I indeed baptize you with water, but when he comes, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I'm talking about Pentecost today. I'm talking about your own experience with God today. I'm not talking about walking into a room and confessing your faults to some high priest. The veil is rent and you can come before God yourself today. Why? Because of Pentecost. Why? Because the Lord sent the Holy Ghost so we could be led by the Spirit of God. It's all about the Spirit today. It's all about the promise that God gave his people today. John said, there's one that's coming after me. John had a huge following. The disciples ran into some of the followers of John in the way. John had a huge following, but John realized that he was just a messenger. John realized that Pentecost was on its way. John realized that the Lord was going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And he said, I'm not worthy to reach down and to unloose his shoe. I just baptize you with water, but when he comes, he's going to fill you with his Spirit. Can I tell you today, you ain't going to heaven without the Spirit of God in you. Come on, I know that ain't popular. I know that don't get you excited. But you ain't going to heaven without the Spirit of the living God living inside you. Hallelujah. You must repent. You must be baptized. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost like the Bible says. John recognized that he was just a messenger. He was just one come to make ready for the soon coming Jesus. Can I tell you today that nothing happens in this New Testament, Brother Joe, without going through those Old Testament promises. I've heard all kinds of mess you can think about the Old Testament. I've heard people say it didn't really happen. I've heard them say it was just types and shadows. Let me tell you something. Nothing happened in that New Testament without coming through those physical examples given in that Old Testament. Pentecost would not have even come if it hadn't been for these Old Testament promises, Brother Brad. Thank God we serve a promise-keeping God today. It's the promise. It's the promise today. The Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin's going to give birth to a son. They're going to call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Nothing happens without coming through those Old Testament promises. Tell your neighbor it's the promise. It's the promise today. Listen, that's exactly why Jesus told his disciples to go to Jerusalem and to wait for the promise of the Father. He said, it's there in that city that I have appointed. It's there in that upper room that I have made all things ready. It's there where you're going to meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. It's there in Jerusalem. I want you to go there and I want you to wait for the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. That's the reason why Jesus told his disciples to go there. He said, I'm going to endue you with power from on high. They weren't there to socialize. They weren't there to tell each other how nice they look on Sunday morning. They weren't there to shake hands with an old friend that they hadn't seen in a while. God bless you. I want you to greet everybody. I want you to make everybody feel welcome in the house of the Lord. But one thing I want you to get down in your soul today. You're here because you want to have an encounter with the Almighty God today. You're here today because you need to experience Jacob's ladder. And you need to know what it's like to be ushered in to the presence of the living God today. Hallelujah. It's all about the promise today. It's all about the promise today. Promises. Promises like this. Promises unto you and your children, all that are far off. Can I tell you, this is why Jesus told his disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. They were there for the promise. Come on, this week, this church gathered right here in this sanctuary. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Why? Because we were after the promise. Why? Come on, why did we push off Chili's? Why did we push off Applebee's? Why did we push off cookouts at the house? Why did we push off cutting the grass? Why did we push off working on the deck? Why did we push off painting and doing all the things that we know are getting behind? Because we're the children of the promise today, and we got another agenda other than this world. We want to be in tune with God today. We want to be in tune with God today. It's the promise, church. It's the promise. Promises like the Lord shall increase you more and your children. Oh, the Lord didn't just promise you more. He promised your children more. You're settling for less than what God has in store for you today. Come on, he said, the Lord will increase you the more, Sister Edge, but not just you, your children also. Not just you, your children also. These are the promises that we hold to today. It's the promise today. Those Old Testament promises made way for these New Testament prophecies that were fulfilled. Amen. The fulfilling of those prophecies that came from the Old Testament. But I tell you today, can I tell you today, church, we have to instill the promise so he can fulfill the promise. I'm going to say that one more time because I want it to get down in your soul real good. Sister, we must instill the promise so he can fulfill the promise. He ain't going to fulfill what ain't been instilled. That's why the reason why they had to have those Old Testament prophecies, Brother Brad, so when the Lord came, he could fulfill those prophecies. But it's our job as the priest of God. It's our job as the people of God to instill those prophecies and to instill those promises in the people of God. The Lord needs us to instill those promises so he can fulfill those promises. It's the promise. That's why Joel said, tell your children of it. Come on, all of us been guilty of not telling our children enough of it. But we were instructed by the word of God, by the prophet of God. Tell your children of it. And let your children tell their children of it. And then let those children tell another generation of it. Because it's the promise, and the promise don't die with this generation. This promise is unto you. This promise is unto your children. This promise is unto your children's children. And as many as the Lord our God shall call, this promise is unto them today. Clap your hands unto the Lord and give him some praise. It's the promise. Somebody say, it's the promise. It's the promise. The Lord gave us a promise today. We're going to have an encounter with God. Our children are going to have an encounter with God. And the Lord is going to fill us with his spirit. But we have to instill the promise so he can fulfill the promise. That's why Joel told us to tell our children of it. That's why Joshua said, you let your children know. That's amen, sir. Praise the Lord. At least I got one guy up here backing up the preacher. That's why Joshua, the Lord told Joshua, he said, you let your children know that the children of Israel walked across this mighty Jordan River on dry land. It was only by the promises of God. That's why he told him, he said, you let the children of Israel know that they walked across that Red Sea on dry land. And it was only because of the promises of God. We're the children of the promise today. He said, you let your children know that evil kings have destroyed the temple of God twice, but both times I raised it up again. You let your children know that the Son of Man was delivered into the religious leaders of his day. But I promised them on the third day I was going to raise it up again. Hallelujah. How many is thankful he didn't stay in that grave? How many is thankful that tomb was borrowed? How many is thankful that because he rose, we can rise today? How many is thankful for the promise of the Spirit of God in our lives today? Hallelujah. The promise. It's all about the promise today. He said, you let your children know before they crucified me. I told them, you can destroy this temple, but in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up again. I'm going to raise it up again. I'm thankful today we serve a risen Savior. We serve a risen Savior today. The Lord said, I gave my people a promise. I would not leave them nor forsake them. I gave my people a promise. I would not leave them comfortless. But I'll go all the way with them even unto the end. The Lord gave his children a promise today. It's all about the promise. It's all about the promise. Tell your neighbor it's the promise. Church, we got to stand on the promises of God today. We got to stand on the promises of God today. We got to hold to the rock of ages today. Come on. No matter, Brother Joe, if we're down in the valley, we can't let go of the rock of ages. When we're on the mountain, we can't let go of the rock of ages. Come on, it's all about the promises of God today. You have a promise from the Lord today that he would come and he would not leave you, but he would fill you with his Spirit. And he would enable you and he would empower you and he would allow you to live above the things of this life. But we got to instill, Sister Leslie, so the Lord can fulfill. We got to instill so the Lord can fulfill. Listen to me, young mothers. Listen to me, Sister Allie. Listen to me, Sister Tori. Listen to me, Sister Laura. Listen to me, Sister Lexi, Sister Hannah, Sister Nicole, Sister Mariah. Don't you dare wait until those children are 15 years old and confused and misled and consumed by the things of this world for you to start instilling the promises of God on the inside of them right now. Right now it's time for you to instill the promises of God inside of them. When that baby's sleeping, you need to pick that baby up and you need to embrace it. And in its subconscious mind, you need to tell that baby, you're a victor, you're a child of God, you're victorious, you're an overcomer, you're gonna be used by God. You're a child of God, and the Lord's going to fill you with his Spirit. You have a promise. It's time, Brother Corey, for you to speak into the lives of those young boys and let them know that God is going to use them for his glory. Not when they're 20 years old and hooked on drugs. Right now, when they're a child, right now, it's still the promises of God on the inside of them. Sister Allie, you pick that baby up and you let that baby know God is going to use you for his glory. The promise is coming. You might be young now, but the promise is coming. Cloven tongues like as a fire are going to rest upon you. You tell it, you speak into the life of that child. Let me tell you something, you can speak into the subconscious mind of your child and they'll never forget what you tell them. You speak into the life of that child. You let them grandbabies know. I started sending every one of my girls a text telling them you're victorious. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. You have the promises of God. You're an overcomer. We need to instill it so God can fulfill it. Come on. Nothing happened in the New Testament without coming through those Old Testament prophecies. Let me tell you something. The baptism in Jesus' name would have never even come about if it hadn't been for the Lord parting the Red Sea. Oh, it was a type and shadow.
come on, that all of your sins, all of your problems, all of your iniquity was going to be swallowed up in that watery grave of baptism. When the children of Israel followed close behind, or when the Egyptians followed close behind the children of Israel, huh? And they crossed through on dry land. And then the Lord pulled back that wind, which drove apart those waters. And those waters come crashing down upon those Egyptians. That was symbolic that the Lord was going to destroy every enemy you encounter. Everything that troubles you, everything that hurts you, everything that keeps you from getting close to God, the Lord will swallow it up in victory today. It's the promise of God. We have a promise today. We have a promise today, but we got to instill. That's what those old time prophets was doing. They were instilling. That's why those Jewish people, that's why those children of Israel spoke into the lives of their children. From the time they was itty bitty, like a little Jack up here saying amen and praise the Lord. Mom and dad, they was hearing it right there in the house. They were quoting scripture. They were reciting scripture. They were saying, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Huh? Come on, hear, we want you to know the truth. From the time you was a baby, we got to instill the things of God in your mind. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. It was instilling within those children. Come on. I watch these little babies around here, man, worshiping and praising God, holding a microphone like they're preaching. I watched a little baby the other day. Mom was holding him in her hands, and he was reached down, and he had his hand on somebody's head. Boy, he was just seeking God. That's instilling the promises of God. You don't wait till they're 16, 17, 18 years old. You instill it now. You don't read the blueprint after the house is built. You read the blueprint before you start building. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and magnify the Lord today. Tell your neighbor it's the promise. It's the promise. We're the children of the promise today. Now is the time. Now is high time. Now the Lord deserves our praise. It don't matter what happened to you this morning on the way to church. It don't matter if somebody made you mad and cut you off. It don't matter if somebody shorted you your change at McDonald's. It don't matter if your coffee was cold. We're here to praise the Lord. This is all about the promise. We got to learn as the people of God. We got to learn to brush things off. We got to come to the presence of the Lord with joy and with singing. Why? Because we're the people of the promise today. We're the people of the promise. And I tell you, there's two sides to the promise. While we're in here celebrating Pentecost, those Jewish people are out there celebrating the Shavuot. They're celebrating the fact that Moses came down off of Mount Sinai with the law in his hand. But those who rejected the law died by the sword. I ain't going to tell you, I'm not saying that somebody going to walk around here with a sword today. We're speaking metaphorically, praise God, just like I was with the water earlier. But there's two sides, Sister Sam, of the promise. Those who reject the promise are going to face eternal death. 3,000 people died that day, Brother Mike, when Moses came down off of Mount Sinai with the law in his hand, and he saw that the people of God had turned their hearts from God and were worshiping an idol. 3,000 people died that day. 3,000 men, Brother Jediah. But on the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up and preached a word, and gave the plan of salvation and said, "Repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." On that day, 3,000 souls were added to the church. 3,000 souls were raised to life. Can I tell you today, it don't pay to reject what God says. It pays to receive the promises of God today. Hallelujah. There's two sides to the promise. You can reject it, and you can receive unto yourself damnation. Or you can receive the promises of God, and you can be engrafted into the family of God. And you can walk, and you can have joy, and you can have peace in the Holy Ghost. You can enjoy a life in Christ. Can I tell you, the Lord gave Moses the law which would lead to the promise, but the people rejected. The people needed something to worship. Don't that sound like what's going on in our world today? People can't be long without the church in their life. You start to see a change in them. You start to see them getting caught up into things of this world. It don't take long, because a little leaveneth the whole lump. And 1 week without God makes 1 week. And let me tell you something, there ain't nobody under the sound of my voice today that is strong enough to make it without the Spirit of God in your life. We need the Spirit of God in our life today. Why? Because it's the promise. It's the promise. This promise is unto you, to your children, your children's children, all those that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. This promise is unto you. We're the children of the promise today. Church, it's all about the promise. The promise of the Father. How many know He was the Father in creation? He spoke things into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be a firmament to separate the heavens and the earth, and there was a firmament. Come on, let there be fish in the sea. Let there be beasts in the field. The Lord just spoke things into existence other than us. He literally put His hands on us and formed us, Brother Greg, from the dust of the earth. He formed us from the dust of the earth. He's the Father in creation. He's the Son in redemption. He's the Holy Ghost by leading us with the Spirit of God. You're the children of the promise today. Rejection of those promises will lead you to eternal damnation. But receiving those promises will lead you to life eternal. Joy. Peace in the Holy Ghost. In the world, you're going to find tribulation. How many know before God, all you had was tribulation? Before God, all you had was problems and trials. And then you come into the church and you thought they was all going to go away. And then you found out the devil done put a target on your back and tries everything he can do to stop you. But we're the children of the promise, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Why? Because a rod came forth out of the stem of Jesse. Why? Because unto us a child was born and a son was given, and the government is upon His shoulders, and His name is called Wonderful. Wonderful. Counselor. Prince of Peace. The Everlasting Father. Because of those Old Testament prophecies. Church, we're the children of the promise today. It's all about the promise. And today we got to stand on the promises of God. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. It's all about the promises today. It's all about what God said today. He said He'd never leave you. He will never leave you. I remember this old time Pentecostal preacher saying, he was telling a story about an old man and an old woman riding in the truck. And the old lady looks at the old man and she says, "Honey, I remember when we used to sit so closely in the truck, and people was driving by, they couldn't tell if there was one person in the truck or two." And the old man looks at his wife and he says, "Honey, you do realize that this truck is configured just the way it's always been configured. And I'm still sitting right here behind the steering wheel. And you're all the way over by the window. Only one of us moved." How many know we serve an unmovable God today? Come on, we serve a steadfast God today. And if anything changes between us and Him, it's on our end and not on His. Anything changes on our end, it's on our end and not on His. It's all about the promise today. Church, we need to be the instillers of the promises of God. Nothing just happens because of circumstance. God has a plan. God has a plan. And you know what? The Lord moved upon Joel. And the Lord moved upon Isaiah. And the Lord moved upon Daniel to speak those prophecies. The Lord moved upon John the Baptist, who was the last of the Old Testament prophets. He moved upon him to pave the way for Jesus. And John realized that the one that was coming after him, he had to plant the seed. He had to do the instilling. Let me tell you something. We're here today because we are instillers. It's not our job to give the increase. It's not our job to determine who gets the increase. It's the Lord's. We are the instillers. We are God's mouthpiece. We are the priest of God. And it's our job to speak the things of God into existence. So, Tori, you seize every opportunity you get, hon. I try to tell you all the time, you are a good mama. You be a better mama and you speak into the life of those babies. Sister Sydney, before that child is ever born, that child needs to experience your worship. That child, even in the womb, can feel the presence of God Almighty. Come on, John the Baptist, while in the womb of Elizabeth, the Bible says the Holy Ghost moved upon them. You speak into the life of that child before it's ever born and say, you're a child of God. You will not be subdued to the things of this world. You're going to live above sin. You're going to live a life of godliness and righteousness. You're going to love God with all your heart. You speak into the life of that child. We are the instillers of the promise of God today. We are the instillers. But before he can ever fulfill the promise must first be given. Huh? What would have happened if Isaiah would have never said unto us, a child's going to be born? What would have happened? Somebody loved God enough to speak and to instill. And when the Lord came, he fulfilled. It's not our job to fulfill. It's not our job to determine what people are going to do with what we give them. We give it to them anyway. Brother Carl, we instill in them. In other waters, God gives the increase. It's all about the promise today. We are the people of the promise, but before he can fulfill, we must instill. Listen, we have all been the beneficiaries of kept promises. We all love when someone tells us they're going to do something and they do it. We have all been disappointed by broken promises. Sister Karen, we've had more times than we care to remember people have told us they were going to do things that they did not do. But one thing's for sure. The promises that God gives, you can build your house upon. You can build your house upon today. He cannot fail you. He cannot let you down. He cannot lie to you. You can stand on the promises of God today. But it's your job to speak them into existence so that the Lord can fulfill them today. He said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost,
whom the Father will send in my name. He's going to teach you all things. He's going to bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, he went on to say, when this happens, and when you're filled with the Spirit of the living God, and when the Holy Ghost falls upon you, when you've had that upper room experience like those apostles and those 120 did on the day of Pentecost, he said, when that happens, peace I'm going to give to you. Peace I'm going to give to you. Peace I live with you. Peace I leave with you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because perfect love casts out all fear. I understand today we're living in uncertain times. I understand today that we're living in perilous times. I understand today that faith is under attack. Traditional marriage is under attack. The idea of family is under attack. I understand that the church is under attack, but we're the children of the promise. We're the children of the promise. And the promise is just as sure today, Brother Ken, as it was the day that Jesus gave it. On the third day, I'm going to raise it again. And you know what? When we go down in that watery grave of baptism and we're buried with him in weakness, just as he said, destroy this temple and I'm going to raise it again. When we come up out of that water and the Lord fills us with his Spirit, we are rising with him. We are rising with him. Why? Because we're the people of the promise. And it's all about the promise today. As we sing this last song, these altars are open. If you find yourself questioning your current position, if you find yourself questioning your standing with God, your position with God, I want you to know today God's promises are just as sure as they've ever been. He can touch you today. He can make your life whole today. He can restore you today just like he could back then. We're the people of the promise today. This promise is unto you, to your children, your children's children, all that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Would you come today as we sing this last song? These altars are open. If you just want to come and just have a talk with the Lord today. If you just want to come and just worship him today. If you just want to come and be in his presence today. These altars are open as we sing this last song.